Off-licence.
Off-licences across the country have shelves packed with super-strength booze.
Get the old Frosty Jack in the glass.
Alison Douglas, Chief Executive of Alcohol Focus Scotland. So let's take the example of a 3-litre bottle of white cider, which currently retails for, say, £3.99.
Today's major ruling from the UK's top court means those kind of prices will have to end.
Judgment in the matter of...
This has been a long legal battle. The Scotch Whisky Association bosses tried to argue that a minimum price for alcohol would be illegal, but today came this.
The Supreme Court unanimously dismisses the appeal. The 2012 Act does not breach EU law. Minimum pricing is a proportionate means of achieving a legitimate aim.
Alcohol is a big problem in Scotland. Last year alone, there were more than 1,200 deaths, and that's a number that's rising every year. Laura Mahon has been campaigning on this for a decade, and she works for Alcohol Focus Scotland.
How are you feeling? That's the main question.
Absolutely delighted, to put it bluntly. Yes, this is a massive, massive victory for health and democracy in Scotland.
What will this mean for people across the country going out to buy alcohol, say, this weekend?
We're estimating that moderate drinkers are likely to spend £2.25 more per year. For the cheapest, strongest alcohol, it is going to raise the price of things like your white ciders, some of the own brand vodkas and things.
What do you guys think of that?
I think it's a good idea because I think there's a big alcohol problem, and I think that might just stop them totally. They wouldn't have to think about it, they'll just not be able to do it.
And he gets a cheap high. So if that's going to go up from £3 to £11 or something and it stops them, then fair enough. I think from that point of view, it's good.
And it'll save lives, surely?
Well, save lives and, yeah, and just be a deterrent for people ruining themselves.
For the Scottish Government, today is a big victory after starting this battle in 2012. Here's the Health Secretary, Seán Robison.
We'll see almost 400 fewer alcohol-related deaths, over 8,000 fewer alcohol-related hospital admissions. So there are very big prizes at the end of this. And of course, it targets those very, very cheap, very strong products. It was never about premium products. This is about the products that do the most harm.
How long do you think it will take to get this up and running on the ground?
Well, we want to do that as quickly as possible.
Paul Bartlett works for the makers of Tennent's Lager and Magner Cider, who backed the plans.
The majority of Scots enjoy alcohol responsibly. Despite this, strong, cheap alcohol does have clear links with harmful drinking, and this is a real problem in Scotland.
So it looks like the cost of alcohol will now reflect the damage that it does each and every day across Scotland, and all eyes are on whether this will happen in England, Wales and Ireland.